Now we come to the story of this princess who is to be cured by this sixth fiddler. He told the story as follows. One time there was a king, cruel king, who desired this princess. He captured her. One day, this evil king had a dream. He dreamt that this princess rose up and killed him. He woke up. The king could find no peace of mind. Because of this worry and fear, he lost his affection for her bit by bit because of this dream. And of course, in return, she too began to dislike him also, bit by bit, until she began to detest him. And so finally, she fled. She escaped. The king sent his soldiers after her to search for her. They came back and reported that she was now at the fortress made of water, a fortress purely consisting of water. The beauty of this fortress, the remarkable sight, is impossible to describe. The princess fled till she came to this fortress, and she began to circle this fortress looking for a way in. The king took his army to recapture her. She saw the king coming after her. She decided that she would flee within this fortress, because if it meant that she would drown, she felt she preferred drowning rather than to have this king recapture her. What is meant by the terms that are used here? Who is the evil king? This naturally refers to the Satan. The Satan, the Yetzirah, who is the ruler. In the Torah we find that the Satan is called Melech Zokin Uksil, an old fool, but a king, one who rules over those who are his subordinates. When the Yetzirah overtakes a person, he overpowers a person, one of those lines, he actually rules that person. So therefore he is called a king. The princess of beauty is the Jewish neshama, the soul of the Jewish nation. Now the Satan's mission on earth is to try to capture this soul of beauty, Jewish soul. But then the dream comes to him. The fact this means at a time close to Mashiach's coming, he realizes the future. The dream portends the future. Future as is brought, after Mashiach's coming, Hashem will slaughter this Yetzirah, this evil angel, this evil king. The soul begins to awaken and loses its taste. So that's why, by her too, a liking for him turned to a hatred. So the soul flees. Where should a Jew flee to when he is attacked and overpowered by the Satan? The Gemara says, Mashichehu lebeis hamedrash. Go into the shul, open a sefer, and start to learn. That is the fortress that will protect you against the Satan. The Satan is fire, this fortress is water. Person is aroused to sin, there's a burning desire within him. The cool waters of Teda extinguish this fire of Taiva. So, this fortress of water, a protective fortress against all evil, is the one haven of refuge, of safety against this evil king.